Okay, we beat them, and we keep on got the streak going. Not then people score touchdowns and just keep it up. So main thing about our defense is we're not selfish as far as like who getting the credit. As long as everybody get their job done, and some people make the attack when they're supposed to, it's all cool from there.
This defense, I mean, every week, it doesn't seem like you guys could possibly get better, but you guys seem to make more plays, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I know right now our pass rush is starting to come along a little bit better. We got some today, and we're going to keep on getting better and better each week. But the main thing, we got to stop the run. If we don't stop the run, rushing the pass is going to be irrelevant.
Is it baffling to you that you guys have given up one touchdown in five games? I know you guys are, it's what you've done, but
You know what? It takes me back to college. Remember I think my first year playing in college, we had a lot of good guys on the team. And this reminds me of a lot of different character people, you know, it's fun or whatever, but everybody got the same mentality, want to win and just want to go after it. And I'm enjoying it.
You start feeling you guys are on one of those roles that nothing can go wrong?
Yeah, as long as we do our job. As long as we do our job, I feel we'd be very successful. But as soon as we start thinking we better than we are, or like my dad says, start smelling your own underwear, that's when you're going to have problems. That's when you start smelling yourself. You start smelling yourself, that a lot of times might start going down here. So as long as we start smelling ourselves, we'd be fine.
Last question. What were you thinking yesterday when you saw what your Canes and FIU was going through?
Wow, I just sitting there wondering why they're fighting like a little league team out there. Basically, ain't nothing against FIU, but University of Miami's the standard, and they trying to get to our level. So I would never stoop down to their level as far as what they was doing, but, you know, that's how they sound crazy. That's how the young kids acting now, but they'll get back on track. They start winning some games and stuff. So.
Did it bother you, though, to see your team acting like that out there? Because it is, I mean, the whole country's looking at it, and the Canes have that
reputation. Yeah, they do, but I can't lie. When I was there, we had two games where we fought against Colorado when I was here. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's one of the things, but the difference is we was winning. Okay, we were whipping butt and taking names, and now, you know, they gonna get back on track. But it was somewhat disappointing that, you know, we are a class university. Some people might disagree with it, but I'm appalled at that. But anyway, but I think, you know, we're good guys. We're gonna be all right.
So if you're winning, you can go out and kick people's on the field.
I mean, since you're saying that, I guess so. We can. Yeah, you know, I guess if you win, you might have a little bit of leeway. But if you lose, and you got none at all, no slack, none whatsoever.
Thanks, guys. Kinnard, now that the game is over. That interception from Champ, you figure they might, at worst, they're going to get 3 points.
Champ is the man. That's all I'm going to say. This is my like fourth year playing with Champ. I remember when he first got to Washington. His first preseason game, I think, against New England. He picked off Drew Bledsoe, took back for a touchdown. See, that boy might be special. He is special now. That was a big play of the game. It turned the whole game around, and he kept both feet in bounds. So. He did a good job. I'm glad he's on my team.
Yeah, the athleticism to get and to have the mindset that, I got to get 2 feet down and control this football.
That's why he's all pro. That's why he go to the Pro Bowl. Because these past 2 weeks, he made big plays when it really mattered. And he did it. So, and one thing about Champ, he's real modest and humble. But he go out there try to knock your hat rack off as any time he can.
I know they have Randy Moss, and obviously his guy, every quarterback would like to throw to, but are you surprised that they even throw Champ's way, even though he's switching sides?
Yeah, because if I was a quarterback, I wouldn't throw that way. I'd try to mess with D-Will, but I wouldn't win that neither. Cause
even
D-Will,
with the hair from Darren? I mean.
Man, shoot, they added 3 inches on him. So now he's around 6 foot. No, so D-Will, I wanted to see, D-Will, we got good corners on this team. Then he tried to mess with the secondary, then you got the safety. Lynch, and you got first, so trust me. Pick your poison, which one you want, and we go from there.
And some of the younger guys got to Walter tonight. That must help.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. I told Elvis I won't call him ED till he got a sack. So he ain't no. He's still a rookie, but I might call him his nickname now, ED. He made some plays tonight. He stepped up, and Chuck made some plays too. Came off and had another sack. And when that happened, a lot of stuff, the tide just kind of turned and kind of just didn't give him no hope.
You might have talked about this already. Play the Browns next week.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. We go back. You're going to see your friends and everything. But I know before the game, I might be all hunky-dory. Hey, how you doing? You know, to go get something to eat. But once that gun go off, you know, it's time to go out there and play football and have fun. So it's going to be fun going back. I got no ill feelings going back to Cleveland at all. It's going to be a homecoming to me, so I'm not worried about it.